your consideration regarding illegal signs. And I know we had a discussion in May at a previous council meeting regarding this, as well as some other code enforcement concerns. But this ordinance has been through staff, and we felt was ready for your review and possible introduction. Currently, the county ordinance requires a 30-day written notice for sign violations, and this proposed ordinance would eliminate the 30-day written notice requirement. It would allow immediate removal of the sign by the county zoning inspectors. The county would maintain the sign for 30 days at the airport, and then after 30 days, the county could dispose of the sign. And there is also a provision for a fee of $25 per sign from the owner of the sign. If the owner desired to retrieve the sign from the county, there would be an additional $15 fee for any retrieved sign. And if you would like to introduce it, we would schedule a public hearing on August 7th. And Lawrence Lank, Director of Planning and Zoning, is here, and I think he would also like to make a couple comments about this ordinance.
Are you referring to little signs regarding open house in a subdivision, or a real estate sign or something that they line them all up and down the road? And
you're talking about the directional signs, usually, like it says new developments. The real estate signs, I don't know if they're usually on somebody's property.
Right.
Now, the directional ones are illegal. If it's at the end of the road, it's pointing, that's illegal. But the real estate sign on the property, I don't think is, Dale. They've always...
Last year, the state...
Purpose of this ordinance, too.
During their budget synopsis, introduced an ordinance just like this to get them out of the clear zone. And what happened was they put them behind the utility poles and put them on us, and we didn't have a quick fix to get rid of them. And this just mirrors state law. Now, again, it gives us the same power the state has to remove them in the county jurisdiction.
Well, I saw a car dealership the other day. They were having a weekend sale. And I won't mention which one. Somebody probably saw them, but they must have had 100 signs lined up about every 50 feet within a couple miles of his dealership from the north and a couple miles from the south. But he had 100, 150 signs out there.
They're called the Burma Shape sign. They are illegal, period.
And the other thing, Dale, is when you get to some of these intersections, you'll see a bunch of them, you know, pocketed on these, or a busy turn or something like that. They're the ones I think we're trying to address, not so much the guy who's got a house for sale and he's got a for sale sign by some...
This don't pertain to that at all.
That's what I'm saying. So let's not confuse that, right?
We call them the bandits.
But,
right. Mr. Jones, you got a comment?
Yeah, I got this. Well, go ahead, Lawrence, and then I'll listen because you might answer my question. Go ahead.
Lynn said most everything I was going to say, to be honest with you. The whole purpose is, as David said, you have... And Lynn, too, the problem has been that what we're calling bandits or renegade signs are coming up to intersections, and there's 20 or 30 of them in one spot, and they come in on Friday night, and some of them get removed on Sunday evening, but not necessarily. A lot of them stay until they get picked up.
If they ever get picked up.
The issue was that the state was going in and pulling all the signs in the state right away, as Lynn called clear zone, and now the people are moving them back so that they're off the state right away, and the state can't do anything about it. So now we...
That
idea with the signs also.
Go ahead,
Finnegan. Well, I got a question, Lawrence. So basically, if the telephone pole, for instance, they're on.
Exactly. Typically, it's on. The telephone pole is typically 1 foot on or one foot off the right way.
Right, but if the person gets permission from the property owner, that still
I don't
has
think
no,
they have
still
that
illegal.
Permission.
It's still illegal.
The sign itself is illegal to have in the county.
Right.
I don't think most of them have permission or just.
I do understand that they're.
But
just,
that's not the issue, Finley. With the permission, right. It's an illegal type of sign, and we.
How do we address it?
This is addressed in the ordinance as being either the sign owner of the sign, or the owner of the property. Typically, we will attempt to go after the owner of the sign.
Right. How about if he's asked?
Owner of the property, then they don't even know the sign's there most of the time.
Right. Yeah, okay.
How about if he's asked the homeowner for permission?
You said that. It's still
illegal under state law.
Even on private property?
Consider off-premise sign is illegal.
Yeah, now, what George was saying. They're legal in our ordinance, Dale.
Now, what George says, what he's talking about is on-premise for sale is legal. That's legal. But
it's in our ordinance anyway, the part about real estate sales. It's already addressed.
But those signs are illegal, have always been illegal since
but you just had no
matter.
Yeah, that's right.
Could be a question on certain real estate signs that are put at the entrance to a subdivision, saying house for sale with an arrow.
That's illegal.
Right, that's illegal.
The question I have is, okay, you picked up a sign, you brought it back. What happens if the guy doesn't come in? How do we violate him?
He's still got a violation, and we can hold the sign for 30 days. If he doesn't come in and pay the fine and pay the retrieval, then we can dispose of the sign.
So that's the worst thing can happen to these.
We still have to take legal action to collect the fee.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it possible, and we've talked about this and other, because, again, enforcement here never happens in Sussex County. In my opinion on this, they'll let the sign go. It's just cost of doing business. They're not going to retrieve them. They're not going to pay any fines. They're not going to do anything. So anybody whose sign is collected and is in violation of this ordinance, they shouldn't be granted any permits, or we shouldn't accept any applications from them until they clear up that. And that would bring them into compliance, boys. But we've got to have some kind of carrot-stick approach and the you know, to get them in, because right now nobody's paying anything, nobody's doing anything, and nobody, it's very hard to get somebody. I would let the sign go if I was Centrex.
Well, we can take them to court.
Yeah, the
you're
state,
not going to do it over a sign. It's not worth it.
We're
we can't
on,
pay that young lady to go down there and
working
do
on
that.
Two things.
It's looking like
she
sign.
Looks expensive just sitting there.
She does.
No, it'll get expensive.
Look at that smile.
There is, it, George, it'll get expensive real quick because it's $25 per sign fine.
Right.
And the state of Delaware,
oh,
yeah, the state of Delaware has, from last year, the summonses are hitting them now. It's like, whoa.
Let me ask you this. Why would any of us have a problem that if somebody's got such a violation, that we say, okay, if you're in violation of any county ordinance, we should not be granting you any permits or accepting any applications for you or wherever you were. That would get the message out there that we're getting a little more serious here. So
we met. There's two things I wanted to mention. First, Mr. Ricker, who Bud Ricker's been working on this.
Right.
He and Kirk Stunnell from our county staff, they worked up a form. So that when they see a sign, when the inspectors see a sign, they'll take a picture of the sign, it's in violation, pick it up, fill out the form with the information and whatnot, and then, you know, we'll try to collect the $25. The other thing is we had a meeting this week. We're working on a couple other code enforcement ordinances, one of which is what's called a clean hands ordinance, and that will be presented shortly for the council to consider, which if someone is delinquent on their payment of property taxes, for instance, we would not allow them to collect obtain a building permit. There's different provisions like that. So I'm not sure.
Why can't we do that with this?
I can see that, but a sign ordinance is going a little bit too far. You better start with just getting the signs removed before you start getting too much enforcement.
We're going to be dead. We're going to have a big expense. Our county employees riding around picking these signs up, and then we're disposing them. It's going to cost something, and then we're picking up the tab on all this again. And the guys aren't going to come in and pay $25. They're going to let them have the sign.
State's been collecting
very good,
pretty substantial on the fine. Plus, they're getting some pick up their signs.
It shows that we're not, you know, we don't have the backbone to do some enforcement. So.
Well, the ordinance is going to give you that backbone.
Take us to go to court when they
when the guy who's in violation can't come in and do business with Sussex County, they can't get permits, they can't get applications, then they will come in and pay these and make sure their files are cleaned. Right now.
But if we take them to court.
Oh, it's not what we wouldn't have to take anybody to court. It would cost us a dime to spend for her to go to court.
Our lawyers don't go to with the constable.
Well, it costs us something to send somebody. I don't know why we want to go to court.
Well, we do it both ways. We go with the constable or we go with
all right,
the
I just don't understand the logic, but you guys, you know. Well, there's two. I don't know. Anybody else want to speak up? We ought to just, like he just said, we're going to do it with tax people, that people aren't paying their taxes. People who are in violation of anything in county code ought to be not permitted to do any business until they come into compliance. We ought to side with the people who are legal. So, Finley, Dale, Vance, are any of you guys interested in?
I told you my opinion.
No, I see Dale didn't, but
I told you my opinion that we have a constable. They take
okay.
The court.
Okay. Vance, it's your turn.
No.
Okay.
I agree with Mr. Jones and Mr. Duke.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. All right. What else you got, Mr. Lang?
I don't know if David provided you with a copy of the ordinance, but we did come up with a sample similar to what the state does of the notice of civil violation.
There's with a picture.
Do you have a copy of that?
No.
No, I didn't have it.
No, we don't have that.
This is just, I don't have a one copy, but this is a copy of the violation notice. It includes a picture, space for a picture. Provide what, where it is.
Is that illegal?
What it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but.
Then the next sheet, which is similar, would be a copy of notice civil action. It gives the evidence tag number where we store it until such.
So if a sign doesn't have a clear indication of who owns it, then we always fall back on the property owner.
We would have to.
The state goes by the name on the sign, and that's usually who it is.
Oh, yeah, I agree, but that just said Amish built such and such, didn't really say a name.
If it said a real estate firm or it said a project, then we would go to the project.
Okay, all right. I predict it'll be ineffective, but we'll see.
And DelDOT also has a sticker that will ruin a sign that they put on it that's at the site of violation, and the number of the sign where they register it, and that it ruins the sign. It
that would be the evidence tag number, what we would be
the
same
thing. I mean, it ruins it. They put it right in the center of it.
I'm not out to ruin signs, but I'm just trying to get them off the highways and byways of Sussex County. We got enough junk out there.
Just don't want to get charged after violating, get charged for defacing the property.
There you go, Valerius.
Okay.
So, we'll introduce that if that's.
Okay.
We'll at least get something done here, and then we'll talk about it later. Maybe we'll see
right,
some
we'll see
comments that people.
We'll see how it goes.
Right.
Okay.
Hey,
administrative report.
Typical. Okay.
Thanks, Mr. Lang.
That's.
We have several items on the administrator's report. First, Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District. The Sussex County Engineering Department will be conducting a referendum at the Sound United Methodist Church Community Building, 37894 Sound Church Road near Fenwick Island, on Saturday, July 21st, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. The purpose of the referendum is to establish the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects. Hart's Landing Phase 2 was granted beneficial acceptance on July 2nd. The developer is Haley Rivera Development. Project is located on the west side of Route 24 north of Love Creek, consisting of 86 single-family lots. Ashley Manor Phase 1, Agreement 539 was granted beneficial acceptance on July 9th. Developer is Beezer Homes. It's located on Route 20 north of Route 54 in the Fenwick Sewer District, consisting of 22 townhouses. Ashley Manor, Agreement 539-1, also was granted beneficial acceptance July 9th, with the same location, consisting of off-site construction for residential development. And then finally, Bethany Grand, Agreement 689, was granted beneficial acceptance July 13th. Developers Bethany Grant LLC. It's located Sussex County Road 357 and South Orlando Avenue in Bethany Beach. Sewer district consisting of 23 townhouse units. Thank you.
Mr. Izzo.